broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 18th in the year of our Lord 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face in America. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances are one of the great solutions. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com or sit back, smile, and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Yesterday, first hour, we had on our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about October surprises. Should you believe the polls? And the answer is absolutely not. The polls are rigged along with everything else. According to Mr. Novak, the most important thing to know about the polls, these polls, when they actually sink for a given candidate after a snafu, a bad news, a lot of these people aren't changing their minds. They're just simply saying, we're not even going to take the poll. We're not interested in talking about it. We're just going to wait and see what happens. We also talked about how the electoral college works. You know what? The way it worked in our founding, folks, isn't even close to the way it works now. That alone is all kinds of fraud. I mean, it just gets crazy. The second article of the Constitution, for example, among other things, describes exactly how the president is chosen. And basically, there were three phases: nomination, candidate selection, and a final vote. And then if necessary, there was a runoff. They don't have that stuff anymore, folks. Anyway, first hour yesterday, incredible. Available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on demand on your Roku player as well. Second hour, we had our guest on, Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket to preservethenation.com. And we talked about Hillary not yet president, but she could be impeached for prior misconduct. Hillary Clinton literally told Goldman Sachs in a private speech, by the way, well, now not so private, huh? That Saudi Arabia, the United Emirates, and Qatar are all funding jihadists in Syria. All three are considered United States allies, and all are being funded by the United States. We know we're funding terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, and Hillary even knows it and admits to it, but zero accountability. We talked about the Communist Party USA pushes landslide for Hillary. How deep and wide, you may ask, is the Communist Party and the Communist Party USA support for Hillary Clinton? Well, it's unambiguous. It's 100%. And it's uncompromising. Literally Hillary backed by the communists. Openly, blatantly, in your face. And by the way, Hillary Clinton kept on-air personality Michael Savage on the hate list. Oh yeah. Hillary emails, quote, don't help Savage with ban from the UK. And here's the worst part of it all. You ready? In addition, in a follow-up email, Cheryl Mills explains the kind of ban that was imposed by the UK on Michael Savage could literally happen right here in the United States of America under current law. I'm a talk show host, folks. Them are scary words, to say the least. Wow, Trump says the corporate media is Hillary's most powerful weapon. They're no longer involved in journalism. Newt Gingrich said 20 media executives are launching a coup d'etat against millions of Trump voters. Real clear politics. Trump says 2016 election rigged by corrupt media. Trump challenging election legitimacy. Results will be rigged in many polling places. Gingrich says Trump would win by 15 points if the media would stop attacking him. I basically quoted and said Trump would win in a landslide if the media stopped protecting crooked Hillary. Add it all up, ladies and gentlemen. One presidential candidate has negative news that's covered 23 times more than the other candidate. So you literally have this sex tape, bathroom talk, whatever you want to call it, locker room talk, about Donald covered for 23 minutes over the weekend on the top news services. Hillary's scandals relating to WikiLeaks, less than 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all rigged, is the point. We covered a lot of that yesterday, but man, we got the barn burner today. Without further ado, our guest, Mr. Cliff Kincaid. We've known Cliff for years, haven't talked to him in quite a while, but a wonderful gentleman. He's well known with accuracy in media. He's also president of American Survival Incorporated. AmericasSurvival.org is his website. Cliff, my friend, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Good to be back with you, Sam.
Now, you've been involved in accuracy in media for a long time. Now, I know the mainstream press is reeling at this news, and the average American is finding this really out, for the most part, for the first time, how rigged the system really is. You and I have been in it for a long time. I run around the country and give speeches called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, where I document how the mainstream press is in bed with both sides of the aisle. They've been so forever. We talk about, you know, talk show hosts going to the White House for special private dinners and meetings, but they can't talk about it. And the list just goes on and on and on. Even Rush Limbaugh admitted he was a water boy for the Republican Party in one news article. We've heard about these talk show hosts that have fake callers that dial in and play games on the air for money. I mean, it's out of control. But this is nothing new, isn't it, Cliff?
No, the media bias is nothing new. What we've found out in this case, though, Sam, as you know, is because of WikiLeaks, we have the concrete evidence of the conspiracy. Now, you have to understand where the media bias is heading and why they're backing Hillary. And this gets back to something that I've talked to you about in the past. You know, I started out my career doing a couple books on the United Nations, and the objective is still the same. You can call it a new world order, a global government, global progressivism, but the fact is that at home, what they're aiming for is a socialist one-party state, and they want, really, and I've written about this for years and years, a North American Union to be merged into a European Union. Now, this is critical because, as you saw in one of the leaked WikiLeaks emails about Hillary's secret speech to a Brazilian bank where she talked about open borders and open trade, she said, we need a hemispheric entity. Well, that is the North American Union, and that's why they have to stop Trump, because when Trump talks about a border wall, he's talking about something that will not only keep out the illegal aliens and the heroin, but will interfere with their global so-called free trade agenda, which is inevitably pushing us towards this one-party globalist socialist state.
Yeah, now, you know they lie because they're building a southern wall on Mexico's border while they mock Donald for the northern wall. They're literally building a southern wall right now, right?
They are, but the whole plan, it seems to me, is to conduct or create these so-called regional entities. You've already got the European Union. Now, that's fraying at the seams, but they're going to keep it intact, I believe. Then a North American Union. Look, Hillary's party, here's what they hope to achieve. If they can destroy Trump and in the process destroy the Republican Party, then on November 8th, they will solidify, including through vote fraud and other maneuvers, a one-party socialist state. Then they will implement various procedures, as you've hinted at in your introduction, going after conservative talk radio, going after the Internet. They will really begin to clamp down almost totally on any kind of dissent. And what they're doing, by the way, I've written a new book on what we call the Marxist madrasas, what colleges and universities have turned out to be. What they're doing on the college campuses in eliminating free speech, they intend to do in society at large.
It's beyond imagination. And I think the only way they can really beat Trump is to commit fraud on the voter level. Now, the three-pronged concern that I've had, a lot of my associates are saying, hey, Trump's going to win in a landslide. Others are saying, hey, Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide. It's hard for me to really know the truth of what stands where, but I know this. The mainstream media is committing fraud on a variety of levels by manipulating the news. They're spiking all negative about Hillary, promoting all positive. They're promoting all positive about Hillary while promoting negative about Trump and spiking all positive. That alone is voter manipulation. You put that along with the Republicans' significant turn on Trump, and you got a disaster. Cliff Kincaid in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Cliff Kincaid riding shotgun on the broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid's with Accuracy in Media. He's also president of USA Survival. It's actually American Survival Incorporated. americassurvival.org. It started out USA Survival, and now it's American Survival. Boy, do we need American Survival, that's for sure. And sadly to say, it's a globalist versus nationalistic idea. And what they want to do is, if you stand for your nation, if you love your country, they want you, everybody to believe you're some backwards kind of racist. It's all bogus. We want to stand for America because America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and has been for some time, and has more freedoms than any other place on the planet. Because of the system that we've had, they're trying to turn their backs on that and throw that all away. They're really pushing for a North American union. There's no doubt about it. But journalists are showering Hillary Clinton with cash. That's kind of another problem. These people act like they're just reporting the news, the who, what, when, where, why of stories. But they're literally feeding stories to Hillary for final approval. They're literally helping her in the debates and attacking Trump with Hillary. They're literally going to Hillary and saying, can we report this news or not? And then they're literally funding her with cash. At some point, the conflict of interest is beyond extreme. Now, there's two primary stories I want to get on the table for Cliff Kincaid. One of them is called, well, first off, they say, you know, Donald Trump asking or acting like there's vote fraud is really irresponsible. I mean, my gosh, he's going to create hate mongers that are going to run around and go crazy if they lose the election. I mean, Donald is super irresponsible, these mainstream press thugs dare to say. However, the first headline that I have is from the Daily Caller. It says this, Texas conducting its largest voter fraud investigation. Why? Well, because they want to crush illegal voting. That's why. And the largest voter fraud investigation is underway in what they call Tarrant County, Texas. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the allegations that prompted this investigation mainly relate to mail-in ballots. You see, mail-in ballots sound good because they allow people not to leave their home. People can vote in advance if they're going to be out of town or away. The problem is you can send in your ballot without any voter identification, without proving any identity whatsoever. And concerns have now been risen over this ballot system because it's easy to scam the system. It's called vote harvesting, ladies and gentlemen, when you literally illegal fill out and turn in a bunch of voters' ballots. Now all you got to do is somehow get a bunch of ballots that were mailed out, fill them out, turn them in. Vote fraud. Serious concerns. Cliff, do you want to respond to this?
Well, let me give you a concrete example. You know, my youngest son is applying for college, and he recently went to take the SAT. He had to register. He had to print out of his computer a 2-page registration form with a color photo of himself. Then he shows up to the SAT test, has to produce a separate photo ID from his school, proving that it's him, that it's the same guy in the registration papers. Then the person registering him at the actual test compares how he looks in person to what he looks like on the photo ID and the registration papers. Now, compare and contrast that. And the reason they do that, as you know, Sam, is because there was a major cheating scandal with the SATs a couple of years ago in New York where people were just hiring other people to take their tests, and there was no checking of the IDs or anything. But they've tried to beef that up now. By contrast, in the United States, only about 7 states require a photo ID to vote.
It's beyond imagination what's happening here, but they got this vote fraud going on. Now, they're blaming it on Trump, just saying he's irresponsible for bringing it up. But this huge county in Texas and the state of Texas is concerned. Even the governor supports the investigation here.
Well, when you combine it all, you combine the possibilities of vote fraud with the media bias. And I should add, there's one of the WikiLeaks emails that have come out. Indicating that back in 2008, when Hillary was running against Barack Obama, her campaign suggested that Barack Obama was bringing ineligible voters to the polls to vote for him. So they knew it was a problem back then, and now, of course, it's not supposed to be a problem because they're running against Trump.
All right, there you have it. Now, not only is the whole state of Texas concerned about this and looking into this, we've got examples of vote fraud all across the country, from the media right on down to the precinct level. I remember back in the day, 20 years ago or so, even reporting that they literally bust people in, gave them beer, and had homeless people and this kind of stuff vote. We've seen the Diebold voting fraud machines. We've seen videos of how they can be hacked in a second by somebody who knows what's going on. Pat Buchanan writes an incredible article about this. Kurt?
Yep. Yep. The headline from the WorldNet Daily Boys is the system rigged? You betcha. By Patrick J. Buchanan. Yep. He says, remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged system. He's quoting Donald Trump in a New Hampshire just this last Saturday. And then the article goes on, the stunned recoil in this city suggests this bunker buster went right down the chimney, as the French put it. Well, anyway, he says some French words, so I won't even try that. But he says, it's only the truth that hurts. In what sense is the system rigged? Well, then he says, consider the big media. We've talked about that. You know, and he goes into some good detail there. You know, and then he talks about the illegal immigrants that are here, with millions more coming. When did the country vote to convert the America we grew up into the third world country our descendants will inherit, he says, in 2042. Talks about the Civil Rights Act, what happened to Bernie Sanders and the Democratic primaries, how the only real enthusiastic crowds were for him. You know, and then talks about the WikiLeaks, different things, and even mentions Hillary's speak to some Brazilian bankers, where she got $225,000, where she confided that she dreams of a common market with open trade and open borders from Nome, Alaska to Patagonia. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, he mentions that the main media is talking about like Hillary and old tapes of the Howard Stern show, etc., and the media and the vote fraud. You know, that's a pretty powerful system rigged against him, huh?
Remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged election, said Donald Trump in New Hampshire on Saturday. Now, what they're trying to do is just say Donald has sour grapes because he knows he's going to lose fair and square. Do you want to respond to that, Cliff?
It's really developing into a story about, and it's sad to say, Sam, a faux democracy in the United States, because there's so many things that could be done to make sure we had free and fair elections with integrity, but they're not being done. We are on the road to what I talked about earlier, the one-party socialist state, and what Trump is talking about in terms of the corporate media and the corporate interests, they're backing this, and they want this to happen. You see, he's a big wrench in the machine if he gets into the White House. So, but we're talking about it, so we still got enough freedom left. You know, the old saying, that's the problem with freedom, they give it to too many people. And we still got some freedom left in this country. We can talk about it. We can resist. And we need to point this out to the American people, and quick.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid with us. Accuracy in Media. President of American Survival, Inc. AmericaSurvival.org. The website, back in a flash. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use straight ahead. Video of more evil activity. We'll tell you about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Eric Metaxas, author of a critically acclaimed and widely respected biography of Christian theologian and anti-Nazi martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer, has published a Wall Street Journal op-ed column asserting that God will not hold Christians guiltless if they do not vote for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's vulgar hot mic comments, in which he casually referred to sexually assaulting female strangers, made me almost literally hopping mad, Metaxas admits. For many Christians concerned about public morality, those remarks are a deal-breaker, he grants. But what if the other candidate also has deal-breakers, Metaxas writes. Even a whole deplorable basketful. Would God want me simply not to vote? What if not pulling the lever for Trump effectively means electing someone who has actively enabled sexual predation in her husband before and while he was president, continues the column. Won't God hold me responsible for that? Many say they won't vote because choosing the lesser of two evils is still choosing evil, Metaxas recites. going on to insist that we cannot escape the uncomfortable obligation to soberly choose between them. Not voting or voting for a third candidate who cannot win is a rationalization designed more than anything to assuage our consciences. Metaxas doesn't address the example of Abraham, described as the father of the faithful in the Old Testament, who eschewed all political allegiances while seeking to live a pious life devoted to honor and service to others, nor does he cite scriptural authority for the proposition that Christians have an obligation to vote for anyone. Hillary Clinton is tightly aligned with Planned Parenthood, as Metaxas points out. He omits mention of the fact that Donald Trump, until a few months ago, described himself as very pro-choice and has defended Planned Parenthood while campaigning for the Republican nomination. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Cliff Kincaid with us, ladies and gentlemen. President of American Survival Incorporated. AmericaSurvival.org is website, also with Accuracy and Media. Great friend, does a wonderful job, been around for a long time. Journalist Shower Clinton Camp with Cash. Texas conducting its largest voter fraud investigation. They want to crush illegal voting. Concerns have risen over the use of the mail-in ballot system because, hey, you can send in a bunch of ballots fraudulently for people who didn't even vote. Is the system rigged? You betcha, writes Pat Buchanan. Remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged election, said Donald Trump in New Hampshire on Saturday. Well, now it turns out that operatives working for the Democratic National Committee literally sent agitators to Donald Trump rallies in an effort to create violence. Yeah, in an attempt to cause violence. And believe it or not, this was all supported by the Hillary Clinton campaign. The revelations comes from a hidden camera video released on Monday by activist James O'Keefe, and the details were in an email released from WikiLeaks. Cliff Kincaid, do you want to respond to this? Literally Hillary Clinton involved in creating violence at opponents' campaigns. The media covers it all. Then the narrative is to blame it on Donald that he's causing the violence.
This guy O'Keefe is really doing some great stuff. He's doing the kind of undercover reporting that we should expect from the so-called mainstream media. And let me just make a point. It's been a long time since I've been on your show, Sam, but people may know or should remember that I'm a journalist myself. I graduated with a journalism and communications degree. But they don't teach objective reporting anymore. My college textbook was called interpretative reporting. That's who, what, when, where, why, how, and so what, meaning that if you got a journalism business that's populated by leftists and liberals, there's going to be a left-wing liberal slant. And so the difference now is, because of WikiLeaks, we have the actual concrete proof of their conspiracy in action. And in that, into that void of what we really need, which is true objective reporting, thank heaven we've got somebody like this guy O'Keefe who's doing these stings on the Democrat progressive operatives, showing that, yeah, they're instigating the violence at the Trump rallies. Then they blame it on Trump, and the media go with that story.
But the media, I think, knows full well about this, and I'll tell you why I say that. The next headline I have says Hillary travels with handpicked media, and believe it or not, they endangered Department of State staff. They actually went to get some photo ops for Hillary's 2016 campaign. Newly released FBI documents claim. So now you got FBI documents saying Hillary literally led her staff into dangerous situations for photo ops. She literally runs around with handpicked media. This is the FBI now, where the media is handpicked and in bed with Hillary, and it relates directly to their reporting.
Look, let me mention something, and let's get back to the ultimate way in which the system is rigged. We had always had this controversy for years about Hillary using the insecure server, the private email server, sending classified information, a violation of the law, making her a security risk, blah, blah, blah. Well, what did we find out recently in one of the FBI document dumps on a late Friday afternoon? Barack Obama was using the same server. Barack Obama was using the same insecure private server with Hillary under a pseudonym. So this means that the FBI did not prosecute Hillary because they knew they'd have to prosecute the President of the United States, and they couldn't or wouldn't do that. So we've got, as they say, the fish rots from the head. The whole system is corrupt. Talk about a rigged system. It's corrupt. When you've got the President and Hillary, his former Secretary of State, involved in using an insecure private server in order to avoid the law, evade the law, and then we have a corrupt FBI that won't go after either one of them, we know the system's not only rigged, Sam, it's corrupt.
And it's both sides of the aisle. You got the insiders that are all jettisoning Trump through. I'm not sure what's worse, the media or the Republicans turning on Donald.
Yeah, well... Look, the Republican Party is in turmoil. It's going to be divided. It may be destroyed in the process, and this will be tragic in a sense because obviously we want a successful two-party political system. We want competition. But remember, the objective of the globalists behind Hillary is to establish here a one-party socialist state. So it's in their interest to have the Republican Party divided. Now, look, I'm not going to blame Trump alone for this. He's a former Democrat. He staged a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. But he won. He won against, 16, 17 other candidates. He tapped into some frustrations and issues that the rest of the Republicans hadn't addressed. And Republican voters out there were frustrated. So we may have, who knows how it's going to turn out on November 8th, but regardless, even if Trump wins, we're going to have a divided Republican Party. And the so-called old-line establishment party figures may, in fact, break off and start a new party.
If Donald wins, though, we may actually get some decent Supreme Court justices. We may literally put up a nationalist stand to some degree in the sense that would work on more of a fair trade scenario rather than a free trade scenario. That's the positive. That's the things we hope for, obviously. If Trump loses, though, I mean, it seems like he's just going for broke, saying, man, I'll just take the whole Republican Party down with me along the way, do you think?
It could be. I don't know what's going on in Trump's mind, to be perfectly blunt. There are certain things about his candidacy that worry me. But look, we are looking at, regardless of his motives, a total political realignment here. It's clear that the Democratic Party, it's always been globalist in recent years, but now it's becoming, as we see in the leaked emails, the party of Wall Street. What is the significance of the Trump campaign, in my view, Sam, is that the old white working class voters have completely left the Democratic Party. We used to see this beginning under Reagan with the so-called Reagan Democrats. Now the white working class is just flocking to Trump. And this is especially true throughout the Rust Belt. Why? Because they've lost their jobs. They've lost their industries. And what have the Democrats, what has Obama sent to their communities in return? Mexican heroin. I mean, we've got a heroin epidemic in this country from coast to coast. Overdoses are on the rise almost in every county of the United States. These people, these poor white working class people in places like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, even in where I live in southern Maryland, they have no jobs. All they have is heroin. You can get heroin cheaper than you can buy prescription drugs in this country. And that's one thing that Trump will do something about, to his credit, because his border wall will stop the heroin. And we've got an administration in power. I'll just cite another example, the so-called HSBC bank case from a couple years ago, where the Obama administration refused to prosecute any of these bank officials for money laundering and terrorist money and drug money laundering. HSBC, probably the biggest bank in the world, was caught red-handed laundering drug money, and yet no bank officials went to prison. Why?
Kurt, you want to chime into this? What we're talking about is we got drugs permeating our society and culture because we won't close the borders. We have terrorism threats like never before seen. We've got the media in bed with the Democratic Party taking on Trump. The inside Republicans are also involved. And it's about impossible now with the media and the situation to even know what's happening on the ground. The polls are fraudulent. Kurt, you want to chime in on this? What do you think?
You know, oh, I was just thinking of the phrase snafu.
I hear that.
You know, and I was looking, there was a old story about a French journalist, going into these refugee camps and trying to, kind of interview and, you know, help the refugees. And they were met by, they weren't met by individuals with a gun, but they did have a knife, and these individuals weren't very nice to them. And I think that the thing that so many of these individuals, like, say, Hillary Clinton and those who surround them, the world lovers, you know, they call us the earth haters, you know, and all that kind of thing, they just don't realize that there's some bad guys that will not let them do some of the things they like. In fact, they'll get rid of people like Hillary if they have their way. And, they need guys like Trump and others to keep the world a safer place.
And Hillary Clinton's even planning to use the Tea Party to steal the election. We'll talk about that in seconds. Cliff Kincaid, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again,
Inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
According to undercover video, operatives working for the Democratic Party literally sent agitators to Donald Trump's rallies in an attempt to cause violence. That was an effort that was supported by the Hillary Clinton campaign. The revelation comes from hidden cameras and more. And believe it or not, they're paying homeless to cause disruptions. You got the man who bragged about starting Chicago riot on Hillary Clinton's payroll. Hillary travels with handpicked media. Hillary now has a plot to steal Tea Party vote from Trump. Kurt?
Well, this is a WorldNet Daily piece, and, you know, they say it's got no author. I suppose that means it's by... Well, somebody that didn't want to put their name on it, but they reference the Wikipedia, the WikiLeaks dump of the Democratic emails, and they talk about how if they would just put together a bunch of the things that Trump has said, for example, registering Muslims, the gun thing, registering guns or whatever, you know, different things like that, that, you know, he says need to be done in certain places, but if they'll put them together, they'll make it seem like, hey, he's basically, for big government and building the big brother beast, etc. And then they can kind of break up these, Tea Party folks that normally would be supporting him. And it's just interesting to see how the Democrats, they kind of work together, it seems like, and whereas most of the Republicans end up kind of shooting themselves in the foot, it seems like.
All right, Cliff Kincaid with us, Accuracy in Media, American Survival. What do you think about this? I mean, it just seems like it just doesn't end, but since the mainstream press doesn't cover any of this, I look on CNN and some of the big news sites, and I don't see a word about any of the things we've been talking about today, not a one.
Well, you know, there's a lot of places you can go to. Actually, my website address is usasurvival.org. My group's name is America Survival. You can also go to aim.org for accuracy in media. And if you Google there at AIM, Google the name Robert Kramer, C-R-E-A-M-E-R. This is one of the guys, he's a convicted felon who has surfaced in the O'Keefe videos. He released a book years ago called Listen to Your Mother, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win. This guy is one sharp, clever progressive. These guys, these people know how to use Alinsky tactics. Now, keep in mind, we've got a new book out, Sam, called Marxist Madrasas on the Colleges and Universities. We have a chapter in there on Hillary. Don't forget, Hillary went to college at Wellesley College as a Goldwater Republican, if you can believe that. She was the head of the college Republicans in college. 4 years later, she was a Marxist and a disciple of Saul Alinsky. This is where these people are coming from. They're coming out of the colleges and universities. They're being trained that way. Then they go to work for people like Kramer, and they are told to be hit people, agitators, the kind of people exposed in the O'Keefe video. And these are the people who turn out for Bernie Sanders rallies. Now they're turning out for Hillary, demanding that the feds pay off their $1.3 trillion debt because they graduated with no marketable skills and useless degrees. All they know how to do is agitate for, quote, hope and change. And, of course, what we've seen in these cases that O'Keefe has illustrated and exposed, we're talking about violence. And then they not only do they instigate and promote the violence, then they blame it on Trump. So we have to understand the background for what's happening here. It goes back a long way. A lot of education needs to be done. Kramer, by the way, this guy who's featured in the O'Keefe videos, he's married to so-called progressive Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Chicago.
Well, it seems to me that we need to think of how we want to handle this as the American people. And we need to think not only about what it means for Trump in what, 25 days or what is it now, 24 days?
Yeah.
But we need to think about it in a longer term than just an election cycle. Whether Trump wins or loses, we can't give up the fight. Whether we want our candidate to get covered, and we can't even get coverage for our candidate enough to even be in the polls, if you will. We need to think about this long term. We need to think about this in a way that can restore America, and we need to reject the violent ideas, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, okay, let's assume for the sake of argument Trump loses through vote fraud or some other maneuver and Hillary gets into the White House. Well, depending on what happens with the Republican Congress, I mean, it's not going to happen under Paul Ryan, but assuming we can get some decent people in there, they should immediately initiate impeachment proceedings against Hillary Clinton. Then they should go after Barack Obama, even though he's out of office, for using the same kind of insecure email server and being a security risk. We need to really go on the offensive here and clean up this system, because what the WikiLeaks emails have shown is that the system is corrupt to the core. Yeah, it's rigged, but it's corrupt to the core. And depending on how much power we have left for true constitutional conservatives after November 8th, we better use it.
All right. In fact, the FBI now releasing in their documents, FBI docs show that Hillary Clinton was so unpleasant to deal with that security agents didn't even want to protect her. and this is kind of funny on one hand. On the other hand, this is interesting because they say how Donald Trump is just so unsavory. But you literally have FBI agents turning on Clinton by the dozens. In fact, internally, there was a couple of people that shut down the investigation of these email scandals and Benghazi and everything else. Most of the FBI agents wanted to prosecute.
Yeah, of course. And we know the FBI is corrupt. This is really an old story. There are some good people in the FBI, but again, as I said earlier, the reason they didn't go after Hillary is because they would have had to go after Obama. He was doing the same kind of thing, although in his case, he was using a pseudonym. Now, think about that. Sam, think about the implications. Obama, the president, is using a phony name to communicate with Hillary over an insecure server. Who else was he communicating with under phony names? I mean, what's going on here? Well, we know this. We know that nobody vetted Obama when he became president. We know that the FBI never conducted a background check on him. If they had, he could never have become a dog catcher in the federal government.
All right, there you have it. Kurt, you want a final word on this thing?
Well, at least, you know, with Obama and people like Hillary in the White House, at least the area of dog catcher is safe. You know, I mean, then we have a little better quality people for dog catcher.
Yeah, speaking of that, to make your point, back in the election when they had Mitt Romney running. Now, I'm not here to defend Mitt Romney in any way. However, the big thing they talked about was with Mitt Romney that he had a binder full of women. And the binder full of women comment was because he said, hey, he had a bunch of people applying for jobs. He's not anti-women. He's got binders full of resumes is what he tried to say. And the mainstream press went ballistic about it. But believe it or not, Romney was all on his back and beaten and shut down. And
Oh, and then the other, remember the other scandal was, I think, back in college or something. Maybe it was high school that he roughed up a kid and cut his hair.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and I bring this up because, and this is what's interesting, the Daily Caller writes a piece just yesterday that says this. Lefties finally admit that binders full of women panic was fraudulent. They knew it was fraudulent, but this just proves how extreme the mainstream press is. Americans even literally believed that Romney was hostile to women and that he was literally kind of a violent dude because he roughed somebody up in high school as a kid and because he had binders full of women. They manipulated that. Now they blatantly admit that that was fraudulent. My point is we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot more awareness of what's going on, but, you know, people have to wake up and wake up quick. This election is not about a sex scandal. It's not even about the sex scandals involving Clinton, Hillary, or Bill. It's about whether we're going to have a country, whether we're going to have borders, whether the globalists are going to win and force more free trade, so-called, on the American people, losing our jobs and bringing in heroin in the process. Is this what we want? Go through some of your towns and communities out there in the West. I know it's the case here in the East. We've got vacancy rates on buildings and homes at 20, 25, 30%. No jobs, no industries, but a lot of heroin.
And getting worse is the thing. Right? It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's not getting better. It's not even being dealt with in any meaningful way.
And then the only thing they're holding out the hope for our young people about through the Obama administration is, oh, let's open up some pot shops. Let's let them smoke dope, and they'll be fine with it.
Yeah, but it'll just kind of chill out. It's almost like these people have taken control of the government and promoted the hippie culture along with them as they, without any apology, destroy everything that we the people hold dear.
I tell you, go back in history. You know, my son's in high school. He's reading a couple good books, and I read them too. 1984 by George Orwell and Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. In Brave New World, they talked about using Soma, the new drug, to pacify the population. Well, are we going to be pacified or not?
I hope the American people could stand together, turn to their God, and stand for God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property. Cliff Kincaid.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate Cliff Kincaid. Does a great job. Great friend. Been around for a long time. Investigative journalist. We the people better stand for something, or we're going to get hit by traffic going both directions. That's for sure. All right. We appreciate all of you. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. Our guest next hour, Sam and Kurt. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips, live and on demand. On the Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's free. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com are award-winning websites. Donate and get involved today. This nation shall endure.